This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Happy whatever day it is for you. I hope it's a great day, whatever day it is. I apologize if my voice is a little raspy today. I lost my voice completely last week after my brother's graduation. We were that family at the graduation, you know, that really loud family. So lost my voice and it still hasn't come back all the way. So we are gonna push through today. Y'all, it is June. Summer is here. June got here real fast. In my mind, we just started season 6 of the show, but it's been a little minute since our return. And I don't know if it's because we're adults now, but time really do be flying. And it did not fly this fast when we were younger. I don't know what is going on, child, but we're already at the halfway mark of the year. And that's tripping me out. So enjoy your summer, sis. I hope you make plans for yourself to get outside, touch some grass, do things with new people, and just enjoy this season, no matter what is happening in your life. Because in a minute, we're all going to be like, dang, it's getting cold outside. The holidays are here. And you know what? Time is ticking. So make you a summer bucket list. If you have to, a list of restaurants you want to try this summer. Let's all collectively get out of our Netflix, Hulu, and Tubi era and get outside and do some really fun things this summer. Although, Tubi do be coming through with the low budget movies, and sometimes they're better than the ones on Netflix and Hulu. Just saying. In the spirit of getting outside and enjoying our summer, I have committed to having a healthy girl summer. I alluded to that in the last episode, but that came about because of my health doing its own little thing earlier this year and just wanting to do better about myself and change some things around and feel good in my body and feel even better about myself this year. A lot of having a healthy girl summer is external, like going for runs and walks and hitting the gym and trying new foods and moving my body. But majority of my healthy girl summer will be internal, focusing on putting good things into my body, taking supplements, working on fighting those intrusive negative thoughts that never go away, and working on my mindset and just how I look at everything in my life right now. I have been really laying it on thick about the people in our lives and the people we surround ourselves with these last few episodes, because it is through our experience we have with other people that shape our world, that change our minds and how we think and how we see things. Energy is so real, and it is so easy for us to pick up the energy that other people be putting down. If the people we surround ourselves with are always negative, it becomes easy for us to be negative too. If the people around us are not motivated and don't want to take the steps to make their lives better or change their situations, it becomes much harder for us to change ours. But what I have learned in the last few years is that sometimes we can't control who we're around. We can't do anything about the family members that we have. We can't control what people say or how they may have made us feel, but how we choose to respond to everything, how we choose to think about a person, a situation, an issue, can be the difference between having peace and not letting every little thing bother you and living a life you constantly want to escape from, because how you think of something is how you see it. And if you think this situation in your life is the worst of the worst and it's awful and it'll never get better, you're absolutely right. They call that stinking thinking. And if that's what you think, then that is what you will see. That is what you will get. My family lives by this mantra: thankful, grateful, blessed. It's a phrase my dad found when I lost my gram a few years ago. And that Thanksgiving, he put it on our t-shirts. The words, thankful, grateful, and blessed. And at the time, I had a lot of stinking thinking going on. I had experienced so much loss at that time and feeling like, God, you know what? I'm doing all these things you asked me to do, but it feels like you're leaving me hanging. I don't feel very thankful. I don't feel very grateful. And I certainly don't feel blessed. And when my dad showed me the t-shirts that year, he was like, Ash, there is always something to be thankful for. There is always something to be grateful for. And whether you want to believe it or not, you are blessed. And that's when I realized that I am the problem with most of my problems. You know, it's me. Am I the drama? Yes. How I thought about my problems were a problem. How I approached my problems was a problem. How I talked about my problems was a problem. And my problems did not change until I did. We all have something that's not really going our way right now. Maybe we're a bit frustrated or agitated. Maybe you're someone who's going through a lot right now. And there's only so much you can control, and there's only so much that you can do. But outside of that, after you've done everything, what else can you do? And if you've done everything that you can possibly think of in a literal sense, then why not change the way you think about it? That a lot of times we end up becoming a part of our own problems because of how we think about them, how we talk about them, how we approach them. The thing is, our problems aren't going anywhere. Like, they have nowhere to be. There will always be something that bugs us or rubs us the wrong way or bothers us. In a perfect world that will only exist in our minds, we think that when we overcome something, we're good. At least I used to think that. That if I could just get over this, life would be better. If I could just move here, everything will be good again. If I could just make this amount of dollars each month, I'll be okay. And like, yeah, you may be good. Life may get better and you just might be okay. But that doesn't mean you won't have problems. That doesn't mean that the challenges stop. And if you've been a longtime listener of this show, you already know the bigger the level, the bigger the devil. And the higher you go up in life, the more you reach level after level, the harder the climb gets. So maybe if we can start accepting that, right? That sometimes it is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. And that in the midst of any trial, in the midst of any circumstance, in the midst of every challenge, there is still something good happening. There is still something to get excited about. that even though it may not feel like it, it is still working out for your good. And that takes practice, sis. It doesn't just come off the cuff, believe me. But that's something I am also focusing on during my healthy girl summer. Changing how I look at everything. Changing what I see. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. So, I wear glasses every day because I may have the vision for my dreams, but I do not have the sight, okay? But when we were getting those Thanksgiving shirts and I was having a hard time finding something to be grateful and thankful for, my dad was like, girl, take them dirty glasses off and clean the lens. And I thought he meant take the glasses off of my face because they were in fact dirty. But while I'm wiping the lens, he's looking at me a little crazy like, okay, these are your physical glasses, Ash, but clean your spiritual ones. Sometimes we can't see with the eyes that we have, sis. And we have to see with a different pair of eyes, our spiritual eyes, the eyes that see the light in the dark areas of our lives, the eyes that see the good in the bad situations, the eyes that can see our future, even though our surroundings are telling us different. And although it is so easy for me to just pop on these little Warby Parker glasses, it can be difficult, for me at least, to put on my spiritual ones sometimes, my good eyes, as I like to call them, because sometimes I don't like where I am. I don't like some of the people that I have to be around. Things do get hard sometimes, and it's so much easier to just see what you see and think what you think instead of taking a moment and changing your mind. And changing your perspective and looking at your situation with your good eyes and saying, you know what? It's not that bad. training your mind to find the good in every little thing, finding the good in the bad things, finding the good in the worry and the doubt, finding the good when that person frustrates you, finding the good when someone disrespected you, finding the good when you didn't get that house that you wanted, finding the good when only 10 people showed up to your event or listened to your show or downloaded your video. Finding the good in every situation that you find yourself in, and letting that be the lens that you choose to look out of. I am teaching myself how to thank God for everything, even the things that make me feel sad, even the things that make me feel broken, even the stuff I don't understand. And trust me, sis, I don't hit the nail on the head every time. But I am still trying to say, you know what, God? Thank you. Thank you for this season of my life. I may be really stressed about this, but thank you for the trial anyway. Thank you for this challenge. You love me enough to want to challenge me. You love me and care about me enough to put me in a season that will grow me, that will change me and mold me into who I need to be. Thank you for looking out. Thank you that this didn't work out. I feel like crying, and you know what? I just might cry about it later, but thank you for the tears in advance. Thank you for showing me that this meant something to me and I felt something about it. Thank you for showing me how to look for you when I need you. Thank you for teaching me that I need you all the time. Thank you for teaching me how to be resilient. I really want this to change today. I want this to move today. I want this to work out today. But even if it doesn't, thank you for teaching me the value of time. Thank you for teaching me over and over and over again how to be patient. Thank you for loving me every day, especially the days I do not love myself. Thank you for showing me what love is. You know what I'm saying? And that can be so annoying for some people. I understand. But that's where we have to be mentally sometimes. That's where we have to put our minds, because like I said before, what you think is what you see. I had the pleasure of interviewing some of the most thought-provoking, powerful, life-changing women for the Good News podcast. And I'm not plugging it so you can go listen to it for me. No, I want you to listen to it for you. Because every single story that was shared, every woman had something to be grateful for. Every woman I sat down with shared with me their darkest, toughest moment, and they shared it with a smile on their face. They shared it with joy. They shared it with love. They shared it from a place of pure gratitude. And it made me look at every situation in my life, big and small, and find something to be thankful, grateful, and blessed about. Find it, sis. I know it's annoying sometimes, and it's easier to just let the bad things in your life be the bad things in your life. But there is still something good there. You are something good. And no matter what happens, sis, no matter what the outcome is, no matter how high or low you may be feeling today, that you too can be thankful. You can feel grateful because you are blessed. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.